Something mysterious is happening to at least 11,059 people. That's how many people have registered on a website for those who believe they have a strange illness that causes skin lesions, mysterious red and blue and green fibers to emerge through their skin, and intense itching, which some say is due to bugs. They believe they have something called Morgellons. Here's one sufferer, Gail Anderson, describing a symptom on NPR's Day to Day.
I felt that there were worms in my eyes. I felt that something was eating the top of the tissue, and I could see in my left eye that there was something going on. And up inside the inner of my upper eyelashes, I had white spots all in there that looked like little teeny eggs.
Ugh. Now, here's the thing. Morgellons is not fully recognized as a disease, and many doctors think the sufferers may have psychiatric issues. The prevailing opinion is that it's delusional parasitosis, which you probably guessed means delusions of parasite infestation. But there are some questions about these cases, which are just hard to toss off. Why are people in California, Texas, and Florida coming to their doctors in their states individually with the same symptoms? And why aren't some of the fibers identifiable by the FBI? 8 days ago, the Center for Disease Control launched a study to find out more. Now, as one doctor puts it, something is happening, but who knows what it is? Bridget Schulte of The Washington Post wrote a huge piece covering all sides of this Morgellons phenomenon, and she's here to share her reporting. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. So this all really started with one woman and her son. Tell us a little bit about this first case of Morgellons and who named it.
Well, the story really begins with a woman named Mary Lito, and at the time she was living in South Carolina, and she had a son named Drew who was 2 years old, and she noticed that he had these strange lesions on his lip, and she would take him to doctors and they'd say, "Oh, it's scabies, it's eczema," and they'd give her various creams. And she had worked as an electron microscopist before, and so when none of that seemed to help his symptoms and the lesions never seemed to heal, she looked at his lip under the microscope. And that's when she says she saw these strange fibers. And so she took some of the fibers to doctors, and they completely dismissed her. They thought not only was she crazy, but that she was suffering from something called Munchausen by proxy, which is you're trying to make your child sick in order for you to get attention. So at her wits' end, she did a lot of research on the internet and in medical books and found this strange disease that was described in the 16th and 17th centuries called Morgellons or Morgellons. They described these harsh hairs coming out of people. And so she threw up all of this information on a website and said, "Hey, does anybody else have this?" And that's what started this whole Morgellons Research Foundation, and now 11,000 people saying, "Yeah, that's what I've got too."
So this disease or whatever it is, Morgellons, you said there's this website for it and all these people who've signed up, but is it recognized by any major medical organization or journal?
Well, when I was doing the reporting for the story, that's one of the first things you do is go to, mainstream medicine. And I searched on NIH and I searched on, the American Medical Association, and, I contacted the American Dermatological Association, and it's nowhere. A search on the NIH is like, "Did you mean Magellan's?" So it's absolutely, there are only two places that you can find it. And one is the CDC website, which, as you'd mentioned, is just beginning to do their research or their study into this. And the other is the Mayo Clinic. Other than that, it doesn't exist in mainstream medicine.
And in just a minute, we're going to talk to someone involved with that study. So for those who suffer from it, the people you spoke to, what do they say their lives are like?
It was unbelievable. So many of the people, their lives are completely ruined. When they're in what they call their full blown stage, they call themselves Morgies, and when they're in their full blown stage, many of them, they can't sleep at night. This itching and crawling seems to be worse at night. One woman would get up repeatedly. She kept a vacuum by the side of her bed and would vacuum her bed out. They report waking up in the morning and having thousands of black specks all over their sheets. The black specks would make holes in their clothes. They would get brain fog so they couldn't remember anything.
Did you see anything from when you talked to any of these people? Did you witness anything that was anything like what they described?
You know, the people that I spoke with were getting treatment and they were in some form of remission, or in some form of kind of a lesser sort of situation. What I did see, you know, because I went in with an open mind, but, you know, as a reporter, you're always, you're skeptical. You want to see the evidence. And one thing that many people say their doctors tell them is, well, you're just scratching yourself. If you stop scratching yourself, everything will go away. And on one woman, she showed me her back. And, you know, this is a place where you can't reach. And there were all sorts of, you know, strange, weird, bug bite looking lesion kind of things. You know, some did show me black specks and had me look at it through magnifying glasses. But, you know, I'm not a doctor. I couldn't tell what it was.
So, Bridget, why is it that some people think this is actually not a real disease?
Well, the main reason is when you go to medical school, you are trained that if somebody comes into your office bringing a, you know, it was, in the old days, it was a matchbox. These days, it's a Ziploc. If somebody brings you a Ziploc baggie full of stuff, it's called the Ziploc baggie sign. And you're crazy. So you're trained to think if somebody brings you in something with a story that sounds strange and says, hey, look at this, you throw the stuff away and you give them antipsychotic medication. Now, the interesting thing is that some antipsychotic medications actually relieve itching.
So the people, the doctor's saying, see, this was the issue. We've taken care of it. I'm interested in this one part of your story, which fascinates me. So I'm reading along and going back and forth and thinking, wow, what is going on with these people? What's going on with the medical community? These fibers that supposedly come out through the lesions. Now, the FBI has looked into these fibers. Tell people what they found.
Well, that to me was really the most interesting thing in the, you know, in the course of my reporting. I came across a researcher named Randy Wymore in Oklahoma, and he was a cardiologist, and a student asked him a question about muscle fibers, and so he went online and he came across Morgellons, and he thought, what a crazy thing. I bet I can figure out what these fibers are. So he sent out a call. He said, hey, everybody, send me your fibers. He was expected to get bugs and dirt and ants and crazy things, and instead he said he got stuff that was absolutely uniform from all across the country. He took it to a forensic lab, a FBI sort of crime lab in Tulsa, and they put it through all of their paces. It matched nothing in, you know, thousands and thousands of, you know, basically every known fiber, textile fiber, or anything that we know in our lexicon. And they have this weird machine where you can burn things and then figure out what it is. And after like something like 900 degrees, the fiber hadn't burned, so they have no idea what it is.
It's an amazing read, chocked full of details. The article is by Bridget Schulte of The Washington Post. It's all about Morgellons. Hey, Bridget, thanks for sharing your reporting.
Thank you.
Now, as we talked about, doctors, for the most part, have not been taking Morgellons seriously. They're treating it as a delusion. You heard the Ziploc bag theory. Last week, the Centers for Disease Control announced they're going to launch a study to try to learn more about the phenomenon they're calling an unexplained dermopathy. Let's bring in Dr. Michelle Pearson, who's the lead investigator on the study. Michelle, what is the CDC trying to ascertain here?
Good morning. As you've said, we're really trying to learn more about this condition, learn more about the symptoms associated with it, and importantly, get some clues about what might be causing or contributing to this condition.
Do you have an idea of how many sufferers there are?
We don't. I think Bridget mentioned that most of the information we have on this comes from the registry that's been established by the Morgellons Research Foundation, and that would suggest there are about 11,000 families or so who've self-identified themselves as having this condition. Beyond that, we really don't have any numbers.
Do you actually believe this is a disease, or do you think this is a psychological delusion?
What I do know and what I do believe is that these patients are clearly suffering, and what is causing the suffering is what we hope to learn more about as a result of this investigation.
But your suspicion is what?
Our position is to be, quite frankly, open-minded and objective. We're approaching this as we would approach any other investigation of an unknown or unexplained condition. One thing we want to do, there's been quite a bit of speculation about what might be causing this, and we want to take a scientifically rigorous and objective approach to trying to figure this out.
So how are you going to research this, noting that, you know, we want to stay on two tacks? It might be a physical thing and we don't want to rule that out, but it might be a psychological delusion and we don't want to rule that out.
Well, the study that we're planning or have begun actually is really looks at a range of possibilities. The patients will, we will not only get detailed information about their condition and potential exposures in their environment and other things related to their symptoms, but they will also undergo detailed clinical evaluations. And those clinical evaluations will include general medical exams, a detailed skin exam with skin biopsies. We will collect any threads, fibers, or foreign material that may be present at the time of the exam and try to characterize that to figure out what this material is. We also will have the patients undergo neurocognitive and neuropsychiatric testing to look for evidence of concrete things like memory loss or if there may be any major psychiatric disorders.
Dr. Pearson, will anecdotal information play a part in the study at all?
I'm not exactly sure what you mean by anecdotal information.
People telling you their stories, what's happened to them, their past experiences.
We will collect information in a very structured way about their symptomatology so that we can analyze this and really try to look for patterns of abnormalities or frequency of certain complaints. So, yes, a lot of the information will be by self-report, given that at this time there is no specific diagnostic test for this condition.
So the CDC studying this, does that send a message to doctors around the country to perhaps take this more seriously and then report their findings back to you guys?
Well, one thing that we hope this will do is raise awareness. One thing we've heard quite clearly from patients who are affected with this condition is that they often go see a provider. The provider has never heard of this condition or are unaware of it. So one thing we hope to do, if nothing else, is to raise awareness that this does exist, and hopefully we'll be able to provide more information after this study is complete.
On a personal level for you, when you hear, you know, worms coming out of eyeballs, does that make you go, ugh? Are you so much of a doctor that you're just like, let's investigate what's going on?
I admittedly, it's a little bit unusual, but in medicine, we see a lot of unusual things. So I'd like to get to the bottom of it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time. Dr. Michelle Pearson, lead investigator on the CDC's new study into the nature and reality, perhaps, of Morgellons disease.
Thank you.
I was talking to my sister about this tonight. We both have sisters who are doctors. And she said, oh, that's so disgusting. Oh, it's disgusting. Well, I got to go look that up. It was the first thing she needed. She's a dentist. She was like, I need to know.
Wow.
It's a fascinating story. Yeah, we'll link through those articles so you can read more about it. Thanks for spending some time with us today at the BPP. We're always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
I'm Torre, and I don't feel sick, but maybe I am. It's the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.